Welcome to the Late Night Show with Steven Sisko. I am your host, Steven Sisko. And I am joined by the biggest dude on planet Earth.
Hello, everyone. I am your co-host, Aiden Brown, also known as Aiden Brown, the big dude. I am joined by my host, Steven Sisko.
Aiden,
how are you doing?
I'm good. Are you ready for how we're going to open this video?
I am very much ready.
Time?
I'm going to start off with... I was not expecting that. I have never seen that before.
And if you couldn't tell, today we're doing Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Dude, I have a lot of links on my web browser for Valentine's Day stuff, and I hope
let's have a look at that.
I hope it will make you laugh, Aiden, as much as it will make me laugh.
I'm sure it will.
It's gonna make me very insecure about my relationship status, but that's okay. That's what the season of hearts is for.
It is Valentine's Day. I mean, as of recording this, it is February 10th. It will be the Valentine's Day on Monday of next week, or it will be this upcoming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I have anything going on other than school, so. I see we have a few BuzzFeed articles.
Oh, not just BuzzFeed, my friend.
Oh, that's just BuzzFeed?
No, not just BuzzFeed. I have other stuff, too.
I hope these things are funny. Is that...
So, first we're going to go into the Valentine's Day fails. So, off the bat, I just want to picture this.
Wait, that's a cat in a heart costume that says, be mine, and he does not look too happy.
No, he does not.
How could you do this to me, human?
Yeah.
I do not want to go around asking people to be my Valentine. I mean, cats.
What else do we have? Oh boy.
I don't even think I should describe that because it's a little disturbing.
That's an R, maiden.
Oh.
That doesn't look like an arm, though.
It really doesn't. What the heck? What is this? Someone making one of the bears from Wee Bear Bears and just failed miserably.
I don't think that's a Wee Bear Bears bear. 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 Wee Bears Bear Bear Bear.
Bear. Bear?
Yeah, I think I said that correctly. Cause you gotta say we bear, and then bear. Hold on,
a wee bear is bear.
There you go. See, my brain can't process that.
But that's
oh.
What I'm.
Oh no, they're having a sword fight.
On God, I like, and it's just these bears just fighting with each other. Oh my gosh.
I don't want to look at that anymore. What else do you have? What is this? Is that person fat or pregnant?
It looks like this person is pregnant.
I don't know, man.
Or maybe this is just like Photoshopped in a way where it makes it.
Let's hope.
Look like it's. This person's pregnant.
Hold on.
I don't know.
What else do we have?
What if.
Is that Nicolas Cage? You're my national treasure?
Oh my goodness, that is. Valentine's Day fails so bad they make you glad you're single.
Okay, so this actually segues me into the next link I have. I actually love these, like, Valentine's Day cards so much because they're, like, they're memes and they're so funny. Hold on, let me show you what we got. Baby, you make my palm sweaty, knees weak, arms spaghetti.
Why would that be a Valentine's Day card?
Kanye, feel the love tonight.
Palm spaghetti. I mean, wait, show me that again.
Baby, you make my palm sweaty. Knees weak.
Oh, they just changed some of the words from Lose Yourself. That's what I just got from it.
Will you be mine?
Okay, that is not, that's just not.
Do you want a friend in here?
What the heck?
I'm Danny devoted to you.
18 puns that are so bad they're good.
Oh my goodness. They're so good. Pull my lever.
Some of these are just disturbing as hell. Wait.
My love for you is like Shaggy's power level infinite.
And they really had to do a freaking Scooby-Doo meme for this.
What else is there?
Wait. I want you on the side of my wall. I want you on the side of my wall.
I like this one, but I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, that's just not worth it to say. It's not worth it to say it on the podcast.
What else do we have? Oh, dude. Tonight we'll both be screaming, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't even drink Kool-Aid. I mean, I guess that makes it even funnier that I don't even drink it.
Oh, Kool-Aid. This is a song reference. I get this. This is kind of funny. Everyone knows we're meant to be.
And it's just a picture of Voldemort. Which makes sense because he does not have a nose. It just says not. Wait. Yeah, it does not have a nose. I mean, how could I not? How could I not remember that? I've watched freaking Harry Potter before.
There's so many of these.
My siblings watch Harry Potter. Let's. No, I'm not gonna.
What?
Waluigi.
You stole my what? You can't spell Waluigi without you and I.
That is true.
Glorious Waluigi Master Race. I'm gonna make this my new background on my computer.
Is that like a Photoshopped thing there? Wait, I didn't even know where this person got their inspiration from, this picture. Hold on. Because that overalls thing does not look.
Oh freaking... my god, it's beautiful!
What game is this? Is this Mario Strikers?
No, this is supposed to be Shadow the Hedgehog, but it's Waluigi. Hold on.
Oh. Wait. I don't even know what it actually. Oh, there it is. Oh my god, that makes more sense.
It's beautiful.
Imagine Waluigi being in that game.
I don't want to.
I mean, I think that would be a very good mod. I mean,
what is this? I've just saved a ton of money on Valentine's Day by switching to single.
And they had to put the Geico Gecko in there. Geico can save you 15% or more on car insurance, people. Gotta remember that. I don't know.
There's not even words on this. It's just Bill Nye's face.
Just Bill Nye the Science Guy. Wait, how is this a meme exactly?
So here we have a picture of Bill Nye, and there's not even like a Valentine's Day text. Like, come on, what is this? This is not a Valentine's Day card. This is just Bill Nye's face.
Not even close to being a Valentine's Day card. It's just Bill Nye just there, and we have another picture of Bill Nye just right there. Valentine's thing. I mean, it's not meant to be like a Valentine's Day thing. For that second picture you just showed me, but still, if you're gonna label it as a Valentine's Day meme or card. It should have some text. I was wondering if Jewel be my Valentine. Don't do drugs, kids.
Will you be my Beamer Girl?
Beamer Girl? Will you be my...
Will you be my Beamer Boy?
Beamer Boy? I don't even know what a Beamer Girl or Beamer Boy is. I'm gonna look it up, actually. Oh. Depressed. Boy. And I'm assuming it's the same thing for Beamer Girl. Why do you want to be depressed? Depression's not good. What? Oh my goodness. Ow, I just freaking hit myself on... my desk again. Will you be my Beamer Boy? Oh my god, this other one. What is it like a little kid just mumbling, "Will you be my Valentine" or something? Or, well, no, she's actually saying, "Oh my God, be my val wait, be my Valentine." You can't be desperate if you want a freaking Valentine's Day thing. Oh, look, there's Kanye West.
One.
No, I'm not gonna say it. It's just freaking Smash Bros. Mario. The only parallel universe. The only parallel universe I need is the one with
Go
you.
home, trees, you're drunk.
They do look drunk. Holy shit. I mean, I played Super Mario 64, but it does look. The trees do look drunk.
You're
Oh
gonna
my
play it
god.
on the Switch?
What?
They have it on the Switch now, right?
Yeah.
I had a Switch once, and then it got stolen.
You told me that.
Those were dark times. I'm gonna track down the person who stole my Switch, and I'm gonna beat them up.
I don't think you want to do that.
Probably not.
But,
Why is there a pineapple? What? Happy Valentine's Day, pineapple.
here's the pineapple. I hope you like it. Here's your pineapple. That is a symbol for love.
Okay. Now I'm gonna close out of this forever.
else
Okay.
we got?
So now we're gonna go into the stupid part of my tabs where we have the 42 quirky Valentine's Day gifts that are as unique as your partner.
Oh my. I gotta see this.
Prepare yourself, Aiden. We are about to enter the Twilight Zone.
I have my seatbelt on. And everything going on. Sorry, but if you knew this Polaroid lab camera existed and didn't tell me about it, we're no longer friends. I'll print pictures from your phone onto Polaroid sheets, making for a perfectly unique and ridiculous rem and ridiculously romantic gift. And it shows, like, was it a camera being something here?
So this is apparently is the printer.
Oh, that's the printer.
I think so. That's what I'm getting at. That's actually kind of cool.
Oh yeah, one of my friends was actually telling me about that.
What
Like,
else do we have? What is this? Is it a cookbook? No one cares. No one wants a cookbook. You get your girlfriend a cookbook on Valentine's Day, she's gonna kill you. The last
unless
thing she wants to do is cook. You're the person who's supposed to cook for her.
unless the girlfriend likes cooking and wants to cook something for their boyfriend.
I
I don't know.
guess.
I mean, if
Okay,
she
now
takes
this is just terrifying.
what is that, Bob Ross?
Yeah. That's terrifying. Get that away from me.
One of my friends is obsessed with Bob Ross.
Gonna get your girlfriend an Egyptology book off of a
What?
Amazon? What? Egyptology?
This should be like a sixth grade kind of thing, and not for Valentine's Day, of course, but this should be like a sixth grade kind of
Jesus
part.
God!
Because we did the Egyptian Museum that one year at St. Rose.
Look at this gigantic Cadbury cream chocolate bar.
that I'm there's literally just is literally just a freaking chug. No, jug, excuse me.
No, that's a whole chocolate bar. That's like this big. That's the size of a fish.
Oh my goodness. I have never seen anything like that before.
So lobster bomb fizzers?
For a second I thought those were like seals or something.
That doesn't look like a seal.
I don't know.
You got glasses on, man.
I don't know, that's what I saw first.
It's like,
but as it just didn't look closely enough.
Gold plated necklace. Okay.
Give me
something stupid like the freaking Egyptology book.
Add some stunning mood lighting.
What is this?
If you're Esso.
I don't know if that means. Hold on.
Esso. So meaning.
Significant other. Okay.
Significant other.
Personalized metal train ticket. Okay.
That's I can definitely see that happening for people that are long distance relationships or something.
Okay. What is
this? I don't know.
No! You don't need
a scrap.
You don't need an up theme scrapbook. You're gonna have to deal with a Mr. Fredrickson death. That's so sad.
Does Mr. Fredrickson die in Up? I don't think he does.
His wife dies. He's got the balloons.
Yeah, in the beginning of the movie, yeah.
How do you start a movie off like that? I've always wondered. Like,
I have no idea.
Okay, what is this? What is this? Elephant candle?
What?
Elephant candle.
What the heck is the freaking candle part?
It's the elephant.
I mean, it's like inside the elephant. On top of the... I don't even know how to say it.
You're gonna light the elephant on fire.
Just light the entire elephant. You could get sound waves of their favorite audio printed on this gorgeous pic. I don't even know how that works. But it looks really hard to do. Anyway.
Takeaway dice? Takeaway?
I don't know. What do you want to eat? How about we eat some, chicken McNuggets and fries from McDonald's?
There you go. That wasn't so hard.
Give the gift of quality time together with this couple's card game full of romantic questions such as, what is your proudest moment from the last 2 months?
What else do we have?
I don't even know.
I love you, grow kit. Everything it needs to grow sweet pea plants.
I mean, you can literally just freaking grow a plant. You don't need to have a kit that says, I love you.
You want a pair of sushi socks? No?
Yes.
You do?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't even eat sushi.
Oh, of course. It's a Grogu cup. Of course. No BuzzFeed article could be perfect without Grogu.
Definitely not.
What is this?
This cold case in an envelope makes it for a perfect date night.
No one cares about your stupid neighborhood.
What if that's not actually a neighborhood? That could just be, they literally could, wait. If it's a map, then it probably should just be a neighborhood. I don't know. Do you actually get those pictures?
Uh-huh.
That sounds kind of sus.
Yeah.
Wait.
What happened? What did you do? Did you kill someone?
imagine if this actually happened in Clue, like the play Clue that was a part
she
of.
definitely killed like 10 people.
I mean, have you seen Clue?
It's a freaking Pringle-chess jigsaw puzzle! It's freaking... No!
How is this the freaking Valentine's Day gift?
I guarantee you that the Valentine's Day gift probably has like 70% air.
I mean, yeah. You are correct about that. Because,
It's 80% air and 20% puzzle.
Oh my god, it is. Wait, 250 pieces I can, I don't think I can. Wait, Batman!
Your girlfriend's gonna lose it over this Batman rubber duck.
My dad kept calling me Batman today, because apparently, because of my deep voice, it sounds, to him, it sounds like I'm talking in a Batman voice.
Really?
Apparently he hears, like, sound like, I'm Batman.
Or transform your tub with this underwater disco light. Dude, I don't know about you, but I don't want to see myself in a tub with a disco light. That's just weird, man.
Like, there's not... If it's just it's a bathtub, you can't even freaking dance in a freaking bathtub. Like...
You're just gonna drown.
not even drown, but I don't know. I think in most cases you would just slip on the freaking bathtub and you just fall and break your fucking skull.
This cute AF flower press. I don't even know what a flower press is. What do you do? Just smush flowers? Is that what you do? What is a flower press?
I have never heard of it. I'm guessing it's something. It's like a drawing of something, and
okay, you press on with something. You dry them, so that they dry quicker. Okay, because if you try to preserve a flower, it gets like moldy. Okay.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
We're learning so much, Aiden.
But I didn't even know why people would want to do that.
for your Valentine's Day, you're telling me you don't want the flower pressed?
Yeah, basically.
This is,
I don't know.
100 reasons why I love you.
100 reasons why I love your message. But would that be something that you should do yourself instead of having someone make it pre-made
what
for people so that they can do that?
Is this?
That is a mug made out of Legos or something.
But why? Why is there a tank?
Everything has to be a freaking Valentine's gift, it seems like.
See, this actually makes sense, but, like, what is this?
It's just
what
a freaking mug. The rose is made out of freaking Legos. That makes more sense, definitely. Just not that other one. They can make their broken ceramic objects look even better.
Go to the Kintsugi.
Celebrate imperfection by repairing your ceramic something.
Kintsugi?
I don't even know what this is. This looks fake.
It does look fake.
I mean, because if it's saying repair, it should make it like an easy way for people to repair that.
Would you trust Scott, the co-founder?
Scott. Oh my god. Well, Scott, I don't think that's a freaking Valentine's Day gift.
Hey, come on.
I mean,
look this man straight in the face and tell me it's not a Valentine's Day gift.
I don't think it's a Valentine's Day gift at all.
Come on, just... what are you talking about? Look at his face. Hold on, let me get the computer hands.
He looks evil.
He does look evil. I don't want to look at him anymore.
Hey, buy my product. He looks so evil.
Go away, Scott.
Okay, yeah, Scott, we don't like you.
What else do we got? Okay.
Calligraphy.
Bill's...
Oh, that looks like...
That's pretty cool.
That looks pretty good, actually. Shout out to whoever made that.
Okay, this is where I draw the line.
Bob Mortimer's on autobiography and No Way Will Make Them Smile. If they love comedy.
That looks more terrifying than Scott. Hold on.
Oh my god, he does. Yeah, I think
it is.
That's what he looks like. Oh my god.
This candle smells like an old bookshop. What?
Ew. What?
You're telling me that the candle smells like an old lady?
I would not want to go to your bookstore. or anywhere that has that smell.
Here's a 100-year diary, so you could write for 100 years in a book until you die. It's got 1,000.
I would want to live 100 years. I want to have a very long life. This deck of movie themed tarot. I don't even know how to pronounce it. But either way, cards.
What is that?
I got that. I think that's a travel pillow. Like if you're on a plane or a car, some kind of transportation, and you're going somewhere, and you want to sleep, I think that's what you would want to use. Like I got that for my aunt for Christmas.
Hey, do you want an actual star named after you? No? Well, too bad. Happy Valentine's Day, babe. box of flavors. Box of favors? Flavors. Favors.
Yeah, favors. I don't know. I don't even want that. Socks are a classic gift for a reason. They're the perfect mix of cute and useful. And they had to put a freaking Mona Lisa on a sock.
I actually that it's funny you remind me that. Hold on, I actually saw this the other day, and I thought it was pretty funny. So apparently, there's someone making the Mona Lisa statue, but she decided to do this.
What? who thought this was a great idea to make a freaking statue where Mona Lisa is like this?
It's the Mona Lisa.
What the heck is that?
She's mooning you.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is an actual statue.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I don't know, man.
Mona Lisa?
Yeah, Mona Lisa.
Oh my god.
Okay, time for our next BuzzFeed article. Are you ready?
57 of the best last-minute Valentine's Day gifts to give in 2022.
You sound so tired. Here's a stuffed waffle maker.
Stuffed waffle maker? What? That's an actual. And in the picture, it looks like that they have hair. That there's hair on the freaking plate, and that's disgusting. If you look closely at the bottom, there's someone's hair on there.
Oh, I didn't realize that. It's Grogu! I told you, he's in every BuzzFeed article. It's fucking Grogu.
I haven't even watched a whole lot of freaking Mandalorian that much, but I've seen that character so much. In like the first two episodes, I think? Oh, of the first season? I don't even know.
Here's a rechargeable lighter. Okay, that's cool.
I have never heard of that before. I mean, my last minute gift to you was basically socks when we went to the mall last week.
Yeah. Here's the stolen hoodie candle, so you know what a hoodie smells like.
What?
I don't know, man. What does a hoodie smell like? It's a hoodie.
It's just freaking pieces of fabric. Wait, is it fabric? I don't even know.
Here's the love language game.
Whether you just started dating or knowing each other forever. Okay. What the heck? And that's just a picture of someone doing a heart on the mug. Was it milk?
Mm-hmm. What else do we have? These are pretty cool. I've actually seen a lot of my friends have these.
I mean, I guess I can definitely see my mom owning that. I mean, she has a freaking coffee bottle thing that she has pretty much everywhere she goes. I could definitely getting that for like.
It's a Dungeons and Dragons starter pack.
A Christmas gift. Get
your girlfriend into Dungeons and Dragons, and then she'll totally dump you.
I don't even know how to play Dungeons and Dragons.
I know a few friends who play Dungeons and Dragons.
My friend Antonio plays it.
Yeah, he does play it.
Like he talks to me about it like pretty much all the time.
I haven't talked to Antonio in a long time.
I haven't talked to him in like 2 or 3 weeks from.
It's been a year for me.
I want to see if I could get in touch with him. You have distracted me from my creative process. Kanye West. Wait, is that Kanye West? I mean, it does say Kanye, so I'm guessing it's Kanye West.
His last name is now Kanye Ye. He changed it to Ye.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Kanye Ye.
Ye West.
Ye.
A birthday candle featuring their actual date of birth. Because who doesn't love something customized just for them?
It's Jeopardy.
Jeopardy!
This actually sounds cool. I would buy that.
I would definitely buy that too. I love Jeopardy. I love watching that show.
What else do we have? Sure. Dinner and dessert. You can order in from around the world via Goldbelly.
What is Goldbelly?
Hold on.
Also, I have never
heard. This podcast episode is going to be like pretty long, so bear with us, guys. We're looking at Goldbelly. Oh my god, look at this man's face.
Yep. Get 50% off. Wait, let me see.
It's Joe. He's the
Joe. Joe's game. Joe, wait, what is he eating? Is that chicken?
Oh no. Hey guys, do you want to order from Memphis, Tennessee? It can get here by this Saturday, guys. It's 100. It's the Memphis Barbecue Nacho Kit. Who wants a $101? It's $100 for nachos.
I'm not buying that. No one's gonna buy that. No,
that's too expensive.
Unless you live in Tennessee, you would want to get this. But as a New Jerseyan, I don't want to buy it. I don't want to buy nachos from. That is freaking $109.
But Aiden, it comes with free shipping. You have to buy it.
I don't think I'm gonna buy that.
If your nachos don't come with free shipping, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't even eat nachos that much.
You should. Nachos are heavenly.
My dad sometimes makes nachos. I tried it one time. I just did not like it at all. We just saw an adventure book.
We don't need another adventure book. We already got one. This is cool.
A box of roses that'll last for a year. And will bring any Disney adult to tears.
How do you know that will survive a year without water? Did you, like, test that in a lab or something? Is that, like, laboratory-grown roses?
I have no idea, man. It's just, I mean, I'm sure they had to do it somehow, but I don't know what that somehow is.
Okay. What else do we have? Let me find some good stuff.
How to bake.
It's another Grogu. This is our third Grogu.
We got three Grogus in one episode.
It's a new world record.
Yes. Valentine's Day care package.
10 motor massage mat. I need this. My back is awful. I gotta constantly crack my neck like... I gotta crack my back and go... Oh, that sound!
You're right, man.
I just heard it all go at once. It was like,
what the heck?
That's what it sounded like. Hold on, the Bridgestone huggy hoops. What a huggy.
Huggy.
A splurge. I have been searching for like an affordable Yeti cooler for years. They are so expensive.
They're quite expensive, it Hold seems on. Like. Oh my god.
Hold on.
Yeti cooler. I'm assuming it's from the...
Oh, I gotta change back to... US dollars. There we go.
We are not in the UK right now.
No, we are not.
Not even close. Yeti. Yo.
$500, Aiden. $500 for this portable cooler.
Why is that expensive? That's like...
$600.
That's like triple, or not even. I don't even know if it's triple or quadruple, whatever.
That is insane. How are we still in? Hold on, I'm still shopping on. No, I am in the U.S. Leave me alone.
What if we're actually in the U.K.?
We are not.
I mean,
hold on. It might be that expensive because we're in the UK. Hold on, let me check. No, there's still $500.
Oh my god, that's like triple the amount of the freaking this money one... I would have to spend from the expansion pack for the Nintendo Switch.
That's very true. That is very true. This one is like $200. Hold on, let me see if we can find one under $100.
Yeah. Because there's no way I'm buying a cooler that is that expensive. There's no way.
I've been wanting to find one of these. I'm probably gonna find one for this summer, but I want to find it on like eBay or like Facebook Marketplace. Sound like my mom.
I mean, people spell, I mean, they sell a bunch of stuff on eBay for like $1,000 or more, even if it's a small product.
Do they really?
I think so.
Okay, we gotta keep going with this episode because we're almost at the 50-minute mark.
Oh, well.
A pound of marshmallows to make up for all the years some adult told them they couldn't have three helpings of Lucky Charms. There's a reason why your parents told you that you couldn't have three helpings of Lucky Charms, young lad. It's because you don't want diabetes.
Also, that's a freaking cereal thing that is basically a freaking St. Patrick's Day gift.
If you eat that many marshmallows, you're gonna become diabetic.
You did not want to do that.
No. No, you do not.
Oh, man. Oh, necklace. Or watch.
Here's an Xbox Game Pass membership. What else do we got? Handbag. Weird. Handbag. I swear to God, if I see another Grogu, I'm gonna, like, jump out my window. Here's the Switch OLED.
All that. That is a very good Valentine's Day gift. A Nintendo Switch OLED. You should get that, Steve.
Is that,
for
yeah.
yourself.
Maybe.
You should get. I mean, it's more expensive than the original Switch and the Nintendo Switch Lite, but.
How much is it?
I think it's $399.
Jesus, I don't want to pay $400 for that when I can buy an Oculus headset.
Isn't that like $2,200? Not $2,200. $200. Oculus Quest. Is this one in stock?
Why are we still in Britain?
I don't know, but everything has to be British in freaking Amazon right now. Must be like some kind of like location issue thing that you're having. I don't know. Oculus Quest 2 rifle.
I don't know if they sell guns. It's like $300.
Nah, it's not that bad. I mean, for some people.
Yeah. See, this is like the 256 gigabyte one. So you actually have to buy storage for them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you only come with a certain amount of storage.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, I'm pretty much.
Endoscope?
Yeah. Endoscope.
Endoscope. So they can send behind walls or into drains?
What? That is sick.
Endoscope.
That is sick.
Bro, bedazzled Mickey Mouse charm. How much do you think that costs? Let's guess before we click the link. How much do you think it is?
I'm gonna guess
over 100.
Yeah, definitely over 100. But I was thinking like around $500 or more.
500? That's a little much.
I mean, it looks like a freaking chain.
Let's see. Like, let's see how much it is. Add to bag. Okay.
Oh,
it's only $68.
Oh wow. But the material like that, I was expecting it to be much more expensive. Also, how could they do this to me? Oh my god. What the heck? Okay, I'll stop with the Mickey Mouse impression.
Oh my god, I want this now! Give it to me! It's a crochet dinosaur. Oh my god, they have more. Oh my god. Oh my god, Aiden. I need that.
Oh, we gotta watch. We gotta listen to this. I mean, look at this.
What does the fox say? Ring ding 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 ding.
Oh my god.
Oh, this looks so cool. Oh my god. Okay, I'm favoriting this website.
We should if this is sold at Freehold Mall.
They're freaking called Woobles. I want one.
I want to purchase one for myself.
I want one. Look at him.
That is so cute.
What? Okay. Is that the last one? No, we got six more.
Oh man, that's a lot. There is a lot. Wait. Okay, for some reason I thought this was a freaking coffee. The coffee is spilled all over the thing or whatever.
No. They actually I've seen ones of these that are for your favorite movies, so you actually scratch out the movies you've seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're actually pretty cool.
Oh, that's sick.
It's a butt mask.
A butt mask? I have never heard of a butt mask before.
Citrus butt mask.
Right. Okay.
It's called Squeeze It.
What the hell? Okay. Come on.
These are celestial style palettes.
Oh my god, dude.
Initial necklace. And my classic heart shaped box of chocolates.
Yup.
Okay.
That is something I would like to have on Valentine's Day.
Maybe I'll mail one to you after I get you a thing of Squeeze It.
No, I don't think I'm gonna. I don't think I want that.
I get you a Wooble.
I'd rather much take a Wooble than a freaking butt mask. Oh my god.
Okay, so we only got two links left, and these are Valentine's Day stories. Okay.
All right.
So, let me read this. You can read the next website, and I'll read this one.
All right.
Last year on Valentine's Day, I was dating this guy that I really, really, really liked for 4 years, and he had invited me over to his house for the first time. I was super nervous. I'm super nervous about meeting this guy, and the guy always talked about his dog, Fidel. And he'd send me pictures of him all the time, so I was excited to meet the dog. And when I was leaving the house, I finally saw the dog. And I started petting him and saying, "Oh, Fidel's so cute." And as I was saying that, his dad, who I never met before, walked in and started giving me really weird looks. So naturally, I started panicking. And he told me that his dog was not named Fidel. It's actually Maui, but he trained it to answer to Fidel. I never went over again.
Oh no.
That's a little creepy.
Oh, that's terrible. Just wait. So this guy told her girlfriend. Or his girlfriend, that his dog's name was actually Fidel, but it actually turned out to be Maui, and Fidel was just basically something that the dog would hear and do stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
My Valentine's Day horror story is that I've been celebrating Single Awareness Day for 18 years.
That's it, really?
Single Awareness Day.
Are you kidding me?
I'm the one who made Single Awareness Day a national holiday, okay?
All right.
This
Oh
might
my
be
God.
TMI, but honestly, it's a really good life lesson. Essentially, the story goes, I tested. Oh no. I'm just gonna not read that one.
No, that's not worth it on the podcast, I don't think.
Our Valentine's date was basically one of those first times we hung out. I was really ready to hang out with him because we wanted to go in the hot tub. So I got a new bathing suit for the occasion. Then I got overheated. And we got out of the hot tub. And I feel dizzy. And then I passed out in his basement.
Oh my
How
God.
is that a. That's not a. That's just awkward. That's not a weird, creepy story.
That's just, I don't even know. But
It's not a horror story. Single Pringle. My girlfriend broke up with me before Valentine's Day. I cried from
oh, that's
Single Pringle.
Sick up. I mean, that has got to be harsh for this kid.
Yeah.
like who would want to experience a freaking breakup just before this person was, I guess, I'm just assuming this, that he was trying to get like a Valentine's to gift for for his girlfriend or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh no.
So, there you go. Well, you can read these once.
All right. Okay, so we got like seven or eight stories. Anyway, let's see what this one has. This my boyfriend was supposed to pick me up at 7 p.m. for my office, and we have plans for going on a long drive. I called him at 6:45, and he did not answer the call. I waited for him for almost an hour and messaged him several times. I went home and received a sorry text from him around 9 o'clock, saying that he had dozed off. We had a huge fight. What? Wait.
That's a bad boyfriend.
Why would you do that? Why would
That's not good.
just just freaking ghosting your freaking girlfriend? I don't even know. Let's see what the bear has to offer. My parents got to know about my boyfriend. My boyfriend sent a bunch of pink roses and a teddy bear holding a heart as a surprise gift to my place on Valentine's Day. I tried convincing my parents that my best friend had sent these gifts, but they just smiled and asked me to not lie. Why would this person be lying to you if the Because I'm assuming that most of the time when you're dating someone, or that you say that you're dating someone, you're actually dating that person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Next one.
I had to cancel the date at the last moment. Yeah, there's an ad. You know.
Get out of here.
Fuck you, ads. Anyway, my boyfriend, who is now my husband, had left his office a little early and was waiting for me at the restaurant to have dinner together. Unexpectedly, I got swamped at work in the evening and had to cancel our date after making him wait for an hour. Really apologetic and took him out. We took him for a romantic dinner after 3 days. All that. That sucks.
My
But
husband
that
forgot
happens.
to wish me.
Was my first Valentine's Day after marriage, and I expected my husband to at least give me a rose. Interestingly, he came home late from office, cribbed about his workload and did not even wish me happy Valentine's Day. I didn't say anything and we went to sleep. He realized the next time he completely forgot the occasion and then apologized. Dude, it's February 14th. How could you forget his freaking Valentine's Day?
Yeah, man. She took me to a temple.
Ads again. Ads.
She took me to a temple.
I was dating someone during my college days, and we were crash strapped at the time. It was Valentine's Day, and my girlfriend wanted to make it a memorable affair. Guess what? She took me to a temple and made me promise I wouldn't cheat on her. It was indeed a memorable date for us. Oh, that's sweet.
What else do we have?
I
gifted her chocolates and she gifted me an iPhone 6.
iPhone 6? Wait. This must have been like freaking 2016, 2017.
Hold on, let's look.
Or 2019. Really? This story that we're about to read had to be from like 2015 or 2016 or 2017. When was it? Yeah, iPhone 6.
Whoa.
2014. Oh yeah, that is severely outdated.
That is not a good gift.
Oh my god. But anyway, let's see what this story has to offer.
Get out of here, you child! I don't care about your flowers and gifts. Stop it.
Anyway, my girlfriend and I were in a serious relationship since 8 months, and it was our first Valentine's Day together. She wanted to celebrate, so I went to meet her at a cafe in the evening. I got really embarrassed when she gifted me an iPhone 6. I was planning to buy it since months, and I had simply brought a few chocolates as my Valentine's Day gift. We did not fight, but my gift surely did not match her expectation level. I didn't even know how long ago the story was, but
me neither.
But that is definitely something that I would not expect from someone on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, me neither.
I was gifted a freaking iPhone 7 in 2019, like for my birthday.
iPhone 7? iPhone 11.
Not 2019, 2018.
I got an iPhone 11 from not this Christmas, but the Christmas before.
I think that's when it first came out, right?
iPhone 11?
Yeah. Or was it the iPhone 12?
Dude, that's crazy. My mom still has her iPhone 3.
Your mom has an iPhone 3?
It doesn't work, but she has it, yeah.
That is so outdated. The iPhone 3.
2008. Look at this chunky boy.
2008? I have an iPhone. I have a freaking iPhone 12 mini right now.
It sold 1 million over the first weekend.
Oh my.
This is when the iPod Touch came out. Oh, I remember when the iPhone 5s had the was it the iPhone 5s that had the colored backs?
Maybe, I don't know.
Hold on. Yeah, these ones. I remember these very well.
I used to have an iPhone 5C.
My friends, you remember Cooper Williams and Nathaniel Williams?
Yeah.
Each one of them got a different color for Christmas. I think one of them got like orange, blue, yellow, green.
Oh, wow.
I just had this one. This one right here. Like the silver one.
So that's just a 5S then?
Yeah.
But either way,
When did
but
that
either
come?
way, my iPhone 5C was actually my mom's iPhone 5C,
When
but
did this come out? 2013. Man, I am getting old. I'm reminiscing about stuff from like so long ago. I just found out the other day that when was the Wii discontinued? The Wii was discontinued in 2013, which is almost 10 years ago.
Oh my.
That makes me feel so old.
I mean, we're getting a new Wii Sports game, but it's for the Switch.
It's not the same though. It doesn't look good.
I'm actually very excited to get that game when it comes
But
out.
it doesn't look like Mii characters, Aiden. It's not the same.
I know, but it looks I mean, I know it's not Mii's. From what I saw in the trailer,
Hold
I
on.
want to get it because it's a Wii Sports.
Like, look at this. They look like anime characters.
Well, I mean, I
That's.
heard that you can actually use Mii's when in the game.
Hold
I think
on.
Nintendo said it themselves.
Let's look at the side-by-side comparison. You ready? Ready? Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh God.
are these the Miis you can use?
I think so, yeah. Well, I mean, actually, your own Miis. You would have to. I think you would have to use your own Miis for this upcoming game. Wii Sports Matt. Oh my God, Matt. I love Matt.
Okay, so this is the original. Ready, ready, ready.
Yeah. Yeah, that does look something else there. It looks like, yeah, I do agree that it kind of looks like a bit of a freaking anime character.
They freaking look like anime characters. Like, what is this?
Instant sports.
Freaking instant sports.
Video way was what I think that there's like one more story yet or something. Blind date gone wrong. I was using a dating app since some time and decided to go on a blind date with a guy I matched on February 12th. I was super excited for our date and even made dinner reservations at a famous restaurant. He was educated and good looking, but the date turned out to be really boring. He kept bragging about how good he is in bed. How good he's in bed. The number of girls he has dated and gave me a lecture on how lucky I would be if I casually dated him. I made an excuse and ran away from that place. Yeah, definitely. You should. Yeah, you. It does sound like.
Imagine if this was the guy. Look at this super Chad.
Like, hey, I really like you. Let's continue dating. What the. Seriously, what is that? All right, here's one more. A not so romantic Valentine's Day. If that Valentine's Day is about roses, surprise gifts. Wait, I mean, if you thought Valentine's Day is all about roses, surprise gifts, dream a dinner, and everything rosy, you might be wrong. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to turn this occasion into a romantic affair, things might not fall into the right place. Here are seven tragic. Wait. Here's seven. Oh, this is not even a story. Why would you label it number one if it's not a story?
Okay, Aiden. Well,
Don't know.
I think there's only one way that I know I can top off a Valentine's Day podcast episode. Do you want to know what that way is?
Sure, what is it? Oh. This.
These are Johnny Bravo pickup lines from the master himself. Do you know who Johnny Bravo is?
Mean, I've heard the show, but I don't really know a whole
Okay.
lot about it.
So Johnny Bravo was a show that came out at the same time that Dexter's Laboratory came out and the Powerpuff Girls. And basically, he's pretty much an Elvis impersonator. And he only cares about himself.
He is very masculine.
Yeah. You should see what he looks like before he lost weight.
I mean, I'm not
Hold on.
I mean, not masculine. I meant to say muscular. He is very muscular. Oh, man.
This is what he looked like.
This, ladies and gentlemen, this is freaking Big Chungus. If he was Johnny Bravo. This is Big Chungus.
Dude, he was like, look at him. This is like his before arc. This is before he lost weight.
Oh my god.
But he turned into a hunk, man. Look at him. He's freaking... He's got a Funko Pop.
Oh my god.
He's amazing. He's amazing. Yeah, he has a... His intro, when he does like his theme song, he has this dance move. It's called Do the Monkey, and he goes like this.
Is that really how monkeys behave?
I don't think so, but I want to end this podcast episode, so let me show you these pickup lines, because my god, if there's ever a greater Cartoon Network show, I think this takes the cake.
I gotta see this.
Right on. I am gonna hit a homer today. Hey, who's that handsome guy? Hello, 911 emergency. There's a handsome guy in my house. Oh, wait a second. Cancel that. It's only me. Oh, you drive me wild.
Damn, bro, that's a lot of cologne.
Had a picture of chicks. Johnny Bravo style.
Oh, man. She should be here any minute. I better bring out the reinforcements. These here doggy treats should show her that I love animals. Chicks dig that. Hey there, little lady.
Do you mind? You're in my way.
Yeah, I know. Say, you smell kind of pretty. Wanna smell me?
What the heck is that? Who literally says that?
Kitty pants. Am I as studly as the Statue of David or what?
I'd say you're as studly as David.
Pardon me, hot sexy mama. If you'd please to take a look at my studly bod, then I may have the pleasure of you wanting to be my number one main squeeze. Hey there, Spanish senorita.
Spreading that sounds like love. Adult humor.
Oh, it's all adult humor. That's why it makes this show so funny.
Ever seen guns like these before?
I can tell.
How many times do I have to tell you I have a boyfriend?
Well, you look like the kind of girl that could use two. Oh, yeah.
I don't think it can have more than one boyfriend or girlfriend.
Hey, Babarilla, that's a pretty eensy weensy teeny weeny polka dot thingy you got going there. Wanna do the monkey with me?
Hi.
Hi.
Wanna go to the weenie roast with me tonight?
Oh yeah.
I think you're Marvy.
Well, actually, I'm Johnny. Johnny Bravo.
Johnny, you are so swell.
Tell me about it. No, I mean really, tell me more about it. How about you and me playing doctor?
And you are?
Johnny Bravo, MD. Wanna take my pulse?
I am Lois, a mistress of the night.
And I am Johnny Bravo, a mister of the universe.
Is this like the only adult humor kind of show that is on Cartoon Network?
Was on Cartoon Network. This show came out like 20, or no. I feel old when I'm saying that.
1990 something. Because it was like, because you said
it came out when I was really young.
Oh, wow.
It only had 65 episodes. But it's so funny. God. I gotta show you the intro and then we'll end the episode.
Alright.
It's so funny.
I wish I watched it.
1, 2, 3, go! Where the?
Yep.
Sassy. Man, I'm pretty. Do the monkey with me. Come on. Hey there, baby.
You missed it, bro. He's doing the monkey. You gotta check this out.
Do the monkey with me. Come on. Hey there, baby. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's so
that's
good.
What you get of her just randomly deciding
it's
to
so freak. Good.
Ah, oh, man, I wish I could have watched it.
And I'm gonna end this out. Freaking
Grammarly
no.
Helps you work more
no.
efficiently, which makes
no.
accomplishing your work goals.
You do not want Grammarly what?
There you go. It's a reunion.
The Powerpuff Girls.
The best Cartoon Network 10 song, and I will stand by that track.
I used to watch this show. I don't think I've ever watched Donnie Bravo.
I get hit with the nostalgia wave every time I listen to this.
I don't think I've really paid attention to this.
I love their foster dad. He's so funny. His name is Professor Utonium.
I got him. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. I don't even remember that character. Oh my goodness. I can imagine him being a freaking .exe creepypasta character. Like Sonic.
I think this is the perfect way to end the Valentine's Day intro.
Yeah, I wish it had done that.
For those who don't know what we're doing, we're playing the Powerpuff Girls song with the Professor Utonium. My one true love.
Professor Utonium.
Yeah, man. Terrifying. Look at him, hold on.
Anyway.
Well, that's gonna do it for us, guys, here at the Late Night Show with Steven Sisko. Me and Alex, I just called you Alex, I'm so tired. Me and Aiden, we've been recording for an hour and 21 minutes. Making this the official longest podcast episode, I think.
Oh my, that is really long.
I think so, what? Aiden.
I think the longest podcast that I was featured on was...
Let's see if we broke the record.
Where's the Steven and Alex podcast adventure episode?
40 minutes, 6 minutes, 16. Yeah, we broke the record, guys. Woo!
Woo!
We shouldn't edit this at all. We'll just leave it in like how it is. It just freaking takes up my entire Google Drive.
Yes. Yes. We should definitely do that. No, I'm joking. Either way.
It's a good thing I have the Google membership where I get the 100 gigs of storage, because with 15 gigabytes of storage, I can only do so much, and this is not it.
Yeah.
But, anyways, me and Aiden, we're probably really tired. Aiden, you're probably exhausted.
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired.
Well, happy Valentine's Day if you're spending Valentine's Day with someone, make sure you don't get them a freaking Egyptology book.
Yeah, do not do that. That is definitely not worth it.
You gotta get your girlfriend. What is it? What do they call it? You gotta get them a wooble.
Wooble.
Get them a wooble. They'll love you forever.
Get a wooble for someone special.
Yeah. Get your mom a wooble. Get your dad a wooble. Your sister a wooble. Anybody you care about, just get them woobles. So you don't have to get them chocolate, just get them woobles.
Do that, boys and girls. And non-binaries.
Yeah, but have a happy Valentine's Day. Stay safe. Wear happy a mask. Valentine's Day. Eat your food with a fork and a knife, and not with your hands.
That is good advice.
If you're going out to eat, make sure your fork is on the left and your knife is on the right.
Remember that, people.
Aiden, do you have any final words?
I just would like to say, I wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day, whether you celebrate it or not. Hopefully if you do eat a lot of chocolate, if you're getting chocolate, if you like chocolate, and
chocolate,
watch some Valentine's Day movies and stuff.
Watch some Johnny Bravo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo.
That's what you gotta do.
But yeah, I guess that's pretty much all I have to say about it.
Well, anyways, have a happy Valentine's Day. I'm super tired. I'm probably gonna go pass out after I end this recording. I pray that Aiden has a successful job editing this podcast episode.
But, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Well,
either way.
Thank you guys. For those who have listened this far into the podcast, you are truly the champions. I doubt maybe six people will make it this far. hopefully more will listen for the whole hour and 30 minutes of our Valentine's Day podcast special.
Yes. Either way, have a good night, people. Happy Valentine's Day. And we will see you guys in the next podcast episode, whenever that will be.
Yeah, we said that the last time, and then it's today. So we might be doing our next thing for St. Patrick's Day. I know the last year, me and Alex did it. We talked about Shamrock Shakes.
Yeah,
that was fun. I missed that.
We should definitely take that in consideration. No, but for now, have a good night, people. We'll see you next time.
Hasta luego, peace out, Cub Scout. Stay safe. Steven. I know. Have a good
peace.
One.
Peace.
Arrivederci. Bon voyage.
Okay.
Goodbye.